You're listening to Second Generation Christian Television. We're here to edify, build, and equip the body of Christ. This name of this podcast today is called Who Qualified You? So really, this is an introduction to who I am. I'm Ruby Hayes, and it's the Lord who qualifies. Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed thee in the womb, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet to the nations. Now, me going on with my life, I was just I'm going to be truthful with you, a lukewarm Christian. I was just doing whatever I wanted to do, hopping from church to church. And I read my Bible, but it wasn't consistent. But Jeremiah 1:5, the Lord kept repeating this in my spirit again and again and again. He kept calling me back to this verse, Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed thee in the womb, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet to the nation. I ran from this scripture. I didn't really run to it, because I was still trying to figure out my identity. It's like I didn't really know at that time that I needed to find my identity in Christ. So I was just doing my own thing, trying to make my own way. But the Lord kept calling me back to the scripture. What we need to do and what I had to do was, I needed to own the scripture. You know, I'm reading it, I'm thinking, oh no, God's just talking to Jeremiah. How can he be talking to Ruth?
Who am I? No. God's talking to me. And I believe that with every Christian, that God is personally talking to us. This Bible is for us. This is a word of God for us. And we're to take this personally for us. So until I own this scripture, it connected. I'm like, oh my gosh, God's talking to me. God's not talking to Jeremiah. God's, he keeps bringing me back to this scripture. And no, God is like saying, yeah, I spoke to Jeremiah. Yeah, I called him, but I'm calling you too. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I'm thinking to myself, you know, I don't have seminary. I don't have any religious doctrine, certificates in my name and all those things. But what came to my heart was, who God calls, he equips. The Lord let me know I didn't need a college degree or a seminary degree. I didn't need those things. Did Peter have a seminary degree? He was a fisherman when Jesus called him to follow him. Jesus even said in Matthew 4:19, the King James Version. I always use that version. And he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Jesus says, I will make you. He didn't say you'll make yourself. He didn't say, go to college, Peter, and get back to me. When you get that degree and that certificate, let me see it before you be coming to me. No, he didn't say that to him. He just said, follow me. The Lord makes this so simple. These scriptures he's been bringing to me that really got me to this point where I'm podcasting today. I started on YouTube and sharing my testimonies there first years ago, and then kind of graduated to the podcast. But also with Saul, before he was called Paul. Now, he was learned in the scriptures. He was a Pharisee. He had all the accolades. But this is what Paul says in Philippians 3:8. And this is KJV. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them dung that I may win Christ. Again, now we're going back to Peter's call because this is also Ruby's call, and I believe it's also your call. Yes, this podcast is not about me. It's about Jesus, and it's about the Lord wants to speak to you through me. The Lord speaks through his children if we let him, if we're led by the Holy Spirit. Now, concerning Peter's call, because Jesus had to call him again because he went back to fishing after Jesus was crucified on the cross and then he rose again and Peter went back to fishing. How many of us, just like me, I went back to just working regular secular jobs and just doing my own thing, and I was just really kind of putting the call to the side. But in John 21:17, KJV, he saith, this is Jesus speaking, he saith unto him, the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him a third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. Now, I got to go into a dream that the Lord gave me. It was like total conviction. In this dream, I was basically in the old house that I grew up in, really, as a child. It was a long time ago. And I was in the kitchen and I was cooking. I was doing all this cooking. I'm telling you, the counter was filled with food. It was ham. It was baked turkey, macaroni and cheese. It was sides and that's on the counter. But the oven right behind me, I looked in there. It was filled. I think there was like a turkey baking, another turkey, yes, baking in there. And I think it was a ham. It was something. The oven was filled. I was cooking all this food, preparing all this food. And there was maybe two of my family members in the kitchen with me. I think one was my daughter. I think one was my brother. It was some family members there. I wasn't really focused on them. I was focusing on continuing to prepare all this food. It was a mighty, mighty bounty of food. And there's only like three of us there. It's like, who am I cooking all this food for? I know humanly possible, we can't be eating all this food. I mean, I can't fit that in my belly. And it was like all this food was being prepared. And I just kept cooking and cooking, but I wasn't like concerned about the logistics on how is this going to work. But I could see out the back window into the backyard where the driveway comes around the house. It was like a horseshoe-shaped driveway. And I see the school bus come driving up. Now, the windows are blacked out, so I can't see who's in the school bus. But this bus come driving, and it parked in our driveway. And the bus driver came out. It was Jesus. Jesus was the bus driver. I didn't know he had a CDL. Anyway, Jesus got out of the bus and he was walking down toward the back door because we have a front door and a back door. So you can enter the house front or the back door. But since the back part of the driveway, he was coming toward the back door. And The doors, I don't know if I remember if I opened it, but I saw Jesus coming toward the door, and I slammed the door in Jesus's face. I'm sorry. And it's like I knew it was Jesus, but I got scared because as soon as I shut the door, I said, I'm not ready. And then I woke up from that dream. And then it's like I could just imagine Jesus sitting on his throne. I heard his voice say, look at you. You're so fat. And I said, did Jesus just call me fat? Then he clarified it. He said, you're so full of the word. And the Lord told me to share that food that I was preparing, all that food. He told me to share that with others. And the reason why the windows were blacked out in the school bus was there are so many people who are still in darkness who need to hear the gospel, who need to be fed this bounty because they're spiritually hungry and lacking. That's what that dream was. And the Lord really convicted me with that because it was like, you know what? I'm reading my Bible, getting the word in me. And this is around the time that the Lord's getting me into fasting and praying and breaking stuff off of me. And I still kind of fought with him because I was like, you know, I'm not ready. I'm not ready because I still had sins I was struggling with in my life that, you know, the Lord was working me through them. But this is the trap of the enemy. If we wait till we're perfect, we will never preach the gospel because we're not going to be perfect now. The Lord's working on us, but as he's working out our imperfections, where we're at, this is still our testimony and how God is bringing us through. And this is to help bring others through. Also, I have the whole Bible in front of me. The Lord, it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. And whoever the Lord calls, he equips. So I had no excuse. Jesus let me know if you wait until you're perfect, you will never answer the call. Okay. But the thing was, it was amazing because as I stepped up to start to do what the Lord wanted me to do, he started me on YouTube and sharing my testimony on YouTube. He started equipping me. He started giving me a hunger for the word. He started giving me the endurance to fast. He started, once I engaged, it's like he strengthened me through the walk one day at a time. He strengthened me. And it was the Holy Spirit started engaging and flowing because I wasn't doing it in my strength. How many times did God call Moses? Moses didn't feel like he was qualified or anything. He said, can you choose Aaron? He didn't, because he was looking at the mistakes that he made. He murdered a man. Okay? I have a testimony myself that I'll be sharing in later, episodes. But none of us are perfect. God doesn't call the perfect. Remember, it was the Pharisees who thought they were perfect. Jesus couldn't use them. Jesus could not use them because they were depending on their righteousness. And the Bible says that our righteousness is like filthy, dirty rags. We can't qualify ourselves. It's only by the blood of Jesus. Jesus did it all. There ain't nothing we could do in the flesh. The flesh can't please God. It's as simple as that. Those are in the flesh. God can't use them. Says, walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The Lord was calling me to step out in faith. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Anyway, I didn't want to drag that along too long. So let's go to the next. Because the thing is, the Lord is calling. He is calling us. And so anyway, so that dream of Jesus driving that school bus, he got me at my attention with that one. He really did. And then he kept bringing me back to Jeremiah. And I had to answer the call. But this podcast today, it's not about me. It's about Jesus and what he can do through us. Jesus may be calling you, the listener, to feed his sheep. Will you answer the call? Matthew 22:14. It does say, for many are called, but few are chosen. So you might think, you know, the Lord may call me, but what if he doesn't choose me? It doesn't work like that. It's about the heart condition. God responds to the way that you respond to him. Because if you flesh out that chapter from Matthew 22, it was the Lord who was preparing the whole banquet, and he was calling those to the feast, and he sent his servants out to call many to the feast, and many of them were just busy with their lives, busy with the things of the world. They loved the world more than they loved God, and they didn't answer the call. They didn't take up the invitation. They thought they had better things to do. Okay. And then his servants came back. You know, a lot of people, we've called them, but they're not coming. They got this, they got their businesses, they're taking their son to soccer practice. You know, they're doing all the things in the world. And then the master is like, you know what, then go into the highways and the byways. Okay. But my feast, it's going to be filled. So it's about the condition of the heart. The Lord says that he searches to and fro for a heart that is for him. So if your heart is for him, he can use you. He can use you. You just have to make yourself available. Psalm 18:26. With the pure, I will shew myself pure. And with the froward, I will shew myself froward. It's the heart condition. God's going to respond to you how your heart responds to him. But I challenge you today, because this is a psalm and prayer that the Lord challenged me with. And it's the Psalm of David. And that's Psalm 51:10. KJV. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Devote yourselves to Bible study, prayer, and fasting, and Christian fellowship. Shine your light in this dark world, so the world will see it, and they will see your good works, and they will glorify, they will praise your God who's in heaven. You're listening to Second Generation Christian Television. We're here to edify, build, equip the body of Christ, preparing the bride of Christ for Jesus' second return. Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Until next time.